Chapter 1. What is a warrior? And how you can become one. Only as a spiritual warrior can one withstand the path of knowledge. A warrior cannot complain or regret anything. His life is an endless challenge, and challenges cannot possibly be good or bad. Challenges are simply challenges. The basic difference between an ordinary man and a warrior is that a warrior takes everything as a challenge, while an ordinary man takes everything as a blessing or a curse. Don Juan. Have you ever felt that life can be unfair? You work hard, but it's the other guy who gets the promotion. You look attractive, but it's your friend who has a ready lineup of dates for Saturday night, while you settle in to reruns of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Why do some people keep coming out ahead, while others barely make it? It's not about looks, money, or intelligence, although they play a certain part. It's about a certain mindset, the mindset of a warrior. The term warrior mindset can mean different things to different people. Whatever the meaning, you need not be a tough person to be a warrior. A warrior mindset goes far beyond being aggressive. It means understanding and utilizing mental skills that enable you to cope under any circumstances and come out ahead. These skills are effective and can be learned. While there is much emphasis on having a winning mindset in our society, there is little advice on how to train your mind to do so. A warrior mindset requires the best of you both physically and mentally. It's a no-excuses mindset that leads to peak performance in every area of your life. A warrior mindset knows how to turn obstacles into opportunities. Do you think warriors are fighters who go around intimidating other people? They're tough, yes, but they're not interested in intimidation. They're into getting what they want. A warrior is in the game with one attitude. I'm here, and I'm here to win. A warrior never loses sight of his goal. A warrior has mental habits that distinguish him or her from victims. In life, there are victims and winners, and a warrior is never a victim. Victims invariably blame others for what is wrong in their lives. It's always someone else's fault, or the circumstances were bad. They're pessimistic and angry because they believe they're unable to control what is happening to them. Victims need scapegoats because they will never take responsibility for their own thinking and actions. Thus, they will never learn from mistakes and move forward. It's easier for a victim to drown in self-pity. A victim's essence can be summed up with the words, I, a stranger, and afraid in a world I never made. Victims are passive onlookers in life, while warriors are active participants. Without a sense of self-esteem, victims depend on other people to make them feel worthwhile. They lack the mindset to act as their own judge and champion because they're outward-oriented, dependent on others. This leads to a downward journey of defeat. Victims embrace sickness as a way of getting attention. Victims are chronically at odds with the world, constantly in need of rescuing and reassurance. Their constant anger can turn them into bullies, so the warrior needs to recognize them in order to deal with them. Warriors are inward-oriented. They determine their own standards. When they live up to those standards, warriors grow in self-esteem. It doesn't matter what others say or think. They may appreciate positive feedback, but they don't rely on it, nor do they need it. Warriors feel comfortable in the world and make it their own. Warriors embrace optimal health as their right. When a child is raised with positive feedback, he or she will grow in power. If positive feedback is withheld, children never learn of their own power or how to use it. They grow up to become victims instead of warriors. Regardless of how we were raised, remaining a victim or becoming a warrior is a choice. As adults, we have the power to choose whether to be ruled by our fears or our strengths. Victimhood and warriorhood are a state of mind that we can control. Moving forward and relinquishing victimhood can take courage. It also requires dedication and commitment, because it's a journey. When we choose the right road and become independent of other people, we're taking steps toward embracing the warrior that lives within each and every one of us. The first step is to change our pattern of thinking. Every step toward personal accountability is a step toward victory.